FM, where rock lives, and where on Saturday morning 60s, we're celebrating the 17th anniversary of this radio station. Things were very political in the early days, more so than today, I believe. This is Phil Oakes at WNEW-FM. Simon and Garfunkel from Bookends, America. Steppenwolf before that, title track from their album Monster. And Phil Oakes starting things off with I Ain't Marching Anymore. Minutes before 10 o'clock, Pete Fornichal on this special anniversary edition of Saturday Morning 60s. And there are a few certain songs that a select group of listeners from our very first days will always associate with this radio station. And here's one of them now at WNEW-FM.
For sure. Now you're walking in the shore to wonder. The more you learn, the less you know. The more you move, the more you go to nowhere. Ask a bird as she flies by just where she's at, and she says where the wind blows. Ask her by that what she means, she says she doesn't know. But as she flew away, she seemed to say the wind is
We heard Circus Maximus and their classic, The Wind. And just then, Jefferson Airplane from Surrealistic Pillow with Embryonic Journey. Can't tell you how many newscasts that selection got us into over the years. And today is no exception. Stacy Kahn with the news, and we'll be back to continue our 17th birthday party at WNEW-FM in New York. Pete Fornital on this special 17th anniversary edition of Saturday Morning 60s. And one of the great things about FM in the early days was that you could hear things here that you just couldn't hear anywhere else. Like this one at WNEW-FM.
Just like a breath of spring, you came my way. I heard a bluebird sing, but not today.
We heard the studio group Sagittarius and My World Fell Down, then Richie Havens from the Mixed Bag collection with Follow. Some of you know the historical significance of that album. It was the very first one ever played on WNEW-FM on October 30th. 1967, the occasion we are celebrating throughout this special edition of Saturday Morning 60s. And we'll take a peek at the rock calendar because it involves Halloween, and it also involves one of the other beloved people from our history. We'll get to that right after these words. October 31st, of course, is Halloween. And when Rock Calendar thinks of Halloween, we think of John Zacherle, the New York radio personality who had a top 10 hit in 1958 with the song Dinner with Drac. Oh.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me.
Zach achieved his greatest fame, however, as the bizarre host of Shock Theater, a late-night anthology of horror films. We asked him how it all came about.
There was a cowboy show on CBS called Action in the Afternoon. It was probably 1956, and about a year after that, they released the horror movies for TV, and they needed a master ceremonies because, having looked at the films, or the list of films, a lot of them were pretty bad and dull. So I had played an undertaker in one of those cowboy shows. It was a daily show with horses and all, and really incredible. And this idea happened in many places around the country. A lot of people had weirdos like me to introduce the films and jazz them up a little bit. Because out of the 50 films, there were maybe 10 really good ones. The rest of them were very bad. Lon Chaney Jr. playing a doctor or something.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The Wolfman was there, the monster was there, and the only normal person was me. A vampire named Perkins was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Good night, whatever you are!
Donovan from The Greatest Hits and Season of the Witch, one of our beloved alumni. Before that, John Zacherle and his late 50s hit Dinner with Dracula.